Good evening, everyone. We are on day 37, Living as Angels. This is one of the most powerful, real stories that I share in this book. A lot of the stories I share, almost all of them are true. This one was certainly took place back in 2015. There was a Jewish woman from Beverly Hills who came to Israel with her family. They rented a beautiful suite in a hotel in Herzliya. And they got in late, so the dining room was closed, so they decided to order in room service. And when the waiter entered the hotel room, the waiter set down the food. And before he left, he said to the family, "My name is Barak. If you need anything else, do not hesitate to call." And the woman's husband, when he hears the name Barak, says, "Barak, by chance, is your mother's name Orna?" And the waiter looks back and says, "Yes," very confused look on his face. Wife's husband says, "Did you fight in the Gaza war last summer? It was 2015. And the guy answers, "Yeah, how'd you know?" He says, "Because I got a call to Davin to pray for a Barak ben Orna. We had your name on our refrigerator door in California where we live. Our family davened and prayed for your safety every single day. Barak ben Orna, I'll never forget that name. And every day I would ask myself, what happened? Is he wounded? Did he survive?" And the waiter's listening to this and he's just shocked and he breaks into tears. He's so touched. Someone 6,000 miles away, someone he's serving, right, in this hotel, was davening for him to survive and to be well. And the husband hugged the waiter and the two parted. And it's such a beautiful story, and it's an appropriate one as we get closer to Yom Kippur, because we're davening on Yom Kippur and we wonder, is anyone paying attention, right? Is God listening? And this is a very important klal, a very important Jewish principle that I quoted from Rabbi Soloveitchik, that God is a shomea tfila. We believe fundamentally God listens to every prayer. We often think he isn't because Hashem, as Rav Soloveitchik points out, may be a shomea tfila. He hears our prayers, but he's not always a mekabel tfila. He doesn't always accept our prayers favorably, meaning he doesn't always answer yes to all the things we ask for. And of course, that's disappointing. But we always make the mistake, or often make the mistake, that because we didn't get what we wanted or what we asked for when we daven, Hashem must not be listening. You know, I remember when my kids were little, you know, once in a while when I would muster the strength to deny them one of their many requests, I'm the pushover in the family. So my kids' response when I would say no was, "Daddy, you're not listening." And my response to them always the same, "I am listening." And I used to get used to repeating back the things that they were asking for so I could prove to them I heard what they said, but I still didn't think it was a good idea for them to have a 16th candy bar, right? So I'm not trying to make light here. But God is like any human parent in this sense, aware of the many more issues at stake, and therefore has a broader perspective on reality. So when we daven for something from our perspective, just like a child, it's so clear that Hashem should be giving us what we want. But God is all-knowing, and he's privy to infinite issues of which you and I are not. And so God, we believe, always listens, and our prayers matter. And therefore, in the Ne'ilah service, at the very end of Yom Kippur, last prayer service of Yom Kippur, we say that God takes all the tears of all the prayers of the Jewish people, puts them in a jar and saves them, because God listens and he cares, because davening is about connecting and it's also about coming to Hashem on this very, very opportune time. There's another Yom Kippur tradition that I shared in the book about the Shema. We know that during the year we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hear O Israel, the Lord is a God, the Lord is one. And we always say the next line, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, Blessed is God whose kingdom is forever and ever. We always say that quietly because there's this tradition that when Moses ascended Har Sinai to receive the Torah, he overheard the angels saying that phrase, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Va'ed, Blessed is God whose kingdom is forever and ever. So since Moshe overheard the phrase, he shared it with the people. In a sense, he kind of stole that line from the angels. And the Talmud says, like a husband who steals jewelry for his wife, asks her not to wear it publicly, so too, in regard to this stolen angelic phrase, we don't want to be too ostentatious, and therefore we say Baruch Shem Kavod silently, quietly, in an undertone, but that's all year. What happens on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, since we are becoming angels, we become angels. We don't just fast and disengage from the physical world, don't eat, don't drink, don't wash ourselves, anoint ourselves with oils and all the things that we don't do on Yom Kippur because we're some sort of ascetic people. We're doing it to be more spiritual, to be almost like angels. So on this one day of the year, through our prayers and our observances, we are transforming ourselves into angelic beings. And that's, as I say, one of the reasons that we abstain from all those physical pleasures on this day. Right? We're pulling back so we can aspire to be a greater more spiritual being. Remember that we're not just a body that happens to have a soul, but really a soul with a body. And therefore, we can think about that as we deprive ourselves of food and drink, that we're doing this to remember that we're not just physical beings, and we're angels. And as we cry out, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved, blessed is God whose kingdom is forever and ever, we should all be Zocha, each of us, merit to attain an angelic level. Because we can look back the rest of the year and say, hey, look who I was, even for that one day of the year, I didn't eat, I didn't drink, I didn't do all those, and I was living like an angel. And as I started out with this beautiful story, let's make sure to daven for other people. Because just like we want to make sure that Hashem is listening to us, we want to help others be listened to as well. Take care.